This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Apple stock, though, is up almost 3% this morning. The company is apparently seeing Plaid. They've hired Angela Ahrendts, the CEO of Burberry, the luxury fashion house and purveyor of all things in its signature Plaid pattern. She'll have a new role at Apple, running retail and online stores. Joining me to talk about it is Milton Pedraza, the CEO of the Luxury Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about Angela Ahrendts. Why would Apple want her?
I think that Angela has created a tremendous track record in the last 10 years with Burberry. She's taken that brand and made it a highly fashionable, highly profitable brand. She's grown it across the world, and she's done it in several ways. One is with design. The second is she's innovated in her stores. And I think the third part is that she's really inspired her sales professionals to become relationship builders from being transactors. That combination is something that Apple sees it needs in order to go to the next phase of competition.
She also took Burberry from a very high-end brand to one that sold stuff at more reasonable price points. Does this choice of hers signal a change in the way Apple's branding itself?
Part of the art and science of luxury is to be able to know how far down you can go without crossing over the line. But you need enough critical mass in order to have the resources to be able to do the things you want to do for customers, for society, for your employees. What Apple is doing is saying, we are a luxury slash premium brand. We don't intend to go to the bottom. They're trying to attract the top 20% as opposed to all of it, but also as opposed to the top 1%.
Milton Pedraza, thank you so much.
Thank you.